From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Hitta Home Safety Products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Did you know that your detectors need to be replaced every 5 to 10 years? Hitta detectors feature enhanced sensing technology that reduces false alarms and fast alerts for more time to get out safely. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com and shop our great selection of Hitta safety products.
Save big money at
What position is amazing for me? Oh my gosh, I'm gonna sound like such a piece of shit. I love doggy.
That's not a piece of shit. I mean, like, girls love doggy. It gets deep.
It's so deep. He's got such a big cock.
Welcome to Sweet Release Podcast with me, Barbie Jean. Hi, my sweets. Welcome back. It's me, Barbie Jean. And today I have my beautiful friend sitting next to me, Emily. Welcome.
Hi.
We have something special for y'all today. We are asking, or we're answering, your delicious, juicy, sweet questions. Mm. So we're going to just give advice. We're going to share our stories. And I'm just so happy you're here to do it with me.
Oh my gosh. Thanks for having me here and a part of your world, baby girl. I am ready.
Yay.
Launch.
Let's dive in. So the first question I have is, between grinding on guys at a club or having sex, which is more fun? You go first.
That's such a good question. And it's not both. So grinding on guys or having sex. Oh, okay. Oh, that's such a good one, because I feel like I have, like, orgasm so good when grinding on guys before. Oh, but I orgasm so great while having sex. Okay, I have to say sex.
Yeah, I have to say sex. But it does say grinding on guys at a club, so I think it's like dancing. Dancing or sex. I feel like dancing is foreplay.
That's true.
But it is delicious and sweet sometimes.
Yes. I think I have to say sex.
Yeah.
I gotta say sex.
Me too. I gotta say sex.
Even if it's like a real good song, then I'll just play it during sex and it makes it better.
Yeah, there you go. Love it. Okay, next one. Was it all fireworks when you first met your partner? When you first had sex? Okay, there's two parts to this question.
Okay, so when I first met my partner, I was 11 years old. So when I first met him, I remember thinking he was so beautiful and so pretty and like this, almost like the Ken Barbie doll. And I wasn't thinking of sex at that time, but I was thinking that I did want to taste him at one point in my life.
I love that.
Even though I was 11, but he just got that out of me, you know, like he just got me excited. So then later, yeah, that's what happened. Later, years later. What was the second part of that question?
What about when you first had sex?
Oh my gosh. Well,
I know, that's what I was going to say.
I know this which answer. Like, and the first time you had sex, it was a threesome.
Yes, which was a great time.
Yeah.
I felt like the best porn star ever. So fireworks for them, you're welcome.
Amazing.
So yeah.
Was that your first threesome?
Yes.
Okay, I thought so.
That's my first threesome.
Yeah.
And I did a great job.
And it was two girls and him.
No. It was two guys. One of them was him.
Oh, okay. Fine.
Yeah.
Oh, yay. Oh, I love it.
Oh, yeah. I gave them a great time. I had a great time, too. But I remember thinking, almost it was, this opportunity, you know, that I've been waiting for. They just, let loose and let it all out and kind of, be not an actress, but, like a alter ego kind of person, you know? Mm. Yeah. Where I just said, fuck it.
Yeah. You let your whole erotic authenticity fly.
Yes. I like the way you translated that. Very good.
I love it. For me, we did have, not when we first met. So me and my partner, we met bartending together. And there was something about him where I was like, ooh, who is this guy? Like, he's sexy. He's leaning. He's flirting with all the girls. Like, I was like, he's got some energy that I like. Mm. But then it was months later that we finally, like, had a date. And similar, not similar, I guess, but yours, like, threesome, we kind of had this three energy because he was dating someone else, but they were in an open relationship. Okay. And so I found that out on our first date. And then I was like, oh, okay, that's fun. I've been in open relationships before.
Yeah.
But I remember feeling a lot of fireworks on that date. And then we walked back to my place and I remember looking in his eyes at one point, like we're about to, like, you know, fuck. And we both are like, oh my God, should we do this? Like, this feels like it's going to be something big. You know, when you just have that intuition where you're like, this is going to be magnetic. This isn't just going to be a lay sort of thing.
Yes.
And so I remember having that like mindful moment and we were like, yeah, we're fucking doing this.
Oh my gosh. I love
and the rest
that.
Is history.
That's so fun.
It was fun. Yeah.
I think it, like, when you think about it, it doesn't quite matter so much. Like, you know, like how it begins, whether it begins with threesomes or ends with threesomes, you know, like as long as like you're having a great time, you feel connected with the person, and it just feels genuine, you know? Mm-hmm. That's what matters, I feel. And for me, I would say, so in the beginning, he and I would have like tons of threesomes. And then later, he got in a relationship, and then I got in a relationship. And then 7 years later, we reconnect again. And I would say that time when he and I had sex, It felt like I was like alive again. Mm-hmm. You know, not that I was like dead before anything, but it just felt like something woke up in me. And so I still feel that with him. Aww. Even if I get anal, I'm like, I'm awake. It's awakened me now.
And I think I do have a question. I wonder if it's the next one about like your advice. What's the biggest tip or piece of advice you could give for a successful long-term relationship? Because you have been together for a long time,
almost 11 years now. And so he and I have watched each other grow and go through so many different stages. Like I was his first anal.
Ooh, that's a question on here too. Do you like anal?
Yes, everybody was like, I've never done this before. And I was like, don't worry.
I got you.
I got you. We got you. So I would say doing your best to make sure that you don't resent the other, that you don't resent your partner, and that, you know, you're able to talk about things, and it's more so how you talk about it, you know, like making sure you're not attacking their character or their dicks or pussies. None of that. No attacking in those areas. But that, you know, they're not feeling shamed for who they are, and they're feeling like while you're giving this constructive criticism, you're still their cheerleader. So
that's great advice.
Yeah. Yes. And it's been working.
You're crushing it.
Crushing it, you know? And like, I ask him sometimes, I'm like, baby, like, you know, you've had the same pussy for like practically 11 years, the same pussy, the same mouth, the same asshole, these titties,
beautiful titties.
Thank you. Like everything the same, you know, like, do you, like, you know,
I feel like you're always asking him, do you want something new?
I'm always asking him.
Do you want something fresh?
Yeah.
And he's always like, nah, I'm good.
He's like, nah. And I was like, all right, you know?
Yeah, just double checking for the 100th time.
Because we've had many threesomes before, you know? Just triple checking. It's like, no, baby. And I'm like, all right, that's cool.
I love it. I think my advice would be to keep exploring. I feel like that's worked for us, whether it's in the bedroom or in life or in hobbies. Like, I feel like just exploring yourself and exploring together just makes for a healthy relationship, you know?
Yeah. Ooh, exploring yourself. That's a good one. Like, exploring yourself sexually and not sexually, or?
I think all of it, you know, like tapping into, like, whether it's a different hobby, trying something new, or exploring your body, always getting a new toy. Like, just exploring, trying new things. I think that's what makes life so like fulfilling, is when you're like just finding out new things. Because then you're learning things about yourself in the process.
That's true.
I think that makes you more like confident and empowered, and that only bleeds into your relationships. But also together, like travel, you know, try a different butt plug, try anal, like, you know, try different positions. Yeah. You know, I'm always telling people to explore or try kinks, try floggers, try rope, like, you know, give things a try, see if you like it.
Yeah.
And it just makes you feel more connected and more, you know, just closer to your partner. Like it feels like you can grow and learn.
I like that. I like that advice. I feel like because when you try new things, you're like also challenging yourself and you're learning more about yourself. You're realizing, you know, like when I first did anal, I really liked it. I really liked it. But then something happens. Dare I say, I feel like I know what's in everybody's minds right now. It's not what you think, but maybe it is.
Okay, are we talking about a tear or a little mess?
No. No mess, no tear.
Okay.
It hit like my vagus nerve, I think, and I like passed out for a second.
Oh, shit. I have never heard of that.
No pun intended, but yeah. So no messiness, but that happened. And then, so I kind of have been having a challenging time getting back in my like groove, you know, with getting anal, just because I'm like his dick is so big, you know what I mean? And I'm like, are you going to tickle that nerve again? Like, am I just going to pass out again?
Oh, no.
Like, let's make sure we do it in the bed and not in the shower like last time.
Oh, no, you fell in the shower. I do love a good shower anal session. Yeah. I feel like it's nice, nice and slow. I think that was the last time we had anal was in the shower. We don't have anal a lot. I feel like I go through phases or... I feel like, oh, it's time. Like, I can just feel it. I'm like, okay.
Like, your anus talks with you. You're like, okay, now it's time. I need to get tickled a little bit,
right? Yeah, exactly.
Right? Let's have a few drinks and let's just go hard.
Yeah. Love it. Okay, let's move to the next question. Mm-hmm. I feel like we already answered the anal one. Are you into anal? Like, we found out, you are.
I am. I'm trying to get back in it.
But you got to get back into it.
I feel like it's been some time and now my asshole's all tight again, like super tight.
Well, I do think I've had a lot of listeners that, you know, they're like, yeah, the same thing. Like, you got to relax it. You got to take your time. Some people feel really tight. And also when you're not in kind of that full gooey energy, it's like you can't receive.
Yeah, that's true. I got to...
You'll get there.
Next month for our 11-year anniversary.
Oh, there you go.
We're only fucking in my ass.
Love that. Okay,
that's
next.
My anniversary gift.
He's going to be stoked. Okay, what's your favorite time of day to get freaky?
Okay, so this is interesting because for me, preferably it's the morning. But for him, it's nighttime. So we're like opposite. But I don't mind having sex at night most of the time, but for some reason in the morning, I just feel like it's such like just coming, like you wake up and you come. It's such a great way to start your day.
It's a good way to start the day.
It's like building your day for success.
Start with an orgasm.
Yes.
That's kind of how I am, like daytime, like having sex before I go to work.
Oh.
So for me, it's like starting my shift, like kind of starting my day in a way. I mean, it's not starting in the morning, but it's like starting my long night with an orgasm. But we used to have a lot of sex in the morning. I feel like in the first few years, we were always having sex in the morning. I still like wake him up with a blowjob on his birthday and stuff. But I think like I was definitely doing that a lot more frequently. Not so much anymore. Sorry, babes.
For me, when I was like, I would love to give morning head, but I don't know about you and everyone else, but like, I mean, it's not like I wake up stoned, but I get like cotton mouth in the morning. Like my mouth is kind of dry and I just want it to get wet. Like it does. Like when like, you know, he deep throats me, then I'm like, you know, then it's wet, but it's just hard to start. You know, when you got a dry mouth, you got a good mouth.
You got a good mouth too, girl.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh. Fun. Okay. Let's go to another fun question. Just a simple one. What turns you on more, the bulge or the butt? So like the front or the back?
Oh my gosh, you knew what I was thinking. the front. I have to say still, because like sometimes I get like these orgasms that like radiate all the way up to my teeth.
Ooh.
And then it like gets my teeth feeling tickled. And it's just such a cool feeling.
Wait, do you mean like an energetic one? Like one just from like looking at someone? Or are you talking about like full like...
From foreplay.
Oh, okay.
Like yeah. When I'm grinding my clit on him, I like get these like really deep orgasms to my teeth where I just like I'm like, like I have to stop what I'm doing. You know, it like puts me out of pause. Like my pussy puts me out of pause.
That's kind of nice. Take a moment. Feel it.
Yeah.
Like take it all in.
Exactly. And it's just fascinating how many different types of orgasms I have with her.
What's your favorite?
I think position wise, it depends. Like if I'm a bit buzzed, oh, anal or doggy.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm like totally sober, I would say sideways laying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Where he's just grabbing, he's like pulling my ass, you know, like pulling it and like just like shaking it. It like turns me on, mm-hmm. you know, thinking about how my ass is looking as it's being shaken. Like,
I used to have a mirror here, so I would always check out my own ass in those, some of those positions.
I bet you got turned on.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. You're I would like, turn myself on.
Exactly. You're like, damn. I could come right now.
Yep, I look good. He looks good too, but I look good.
That's how I've had it too. I'm like, is this normal?
We're so cute. We got to check out ourselves. Yeah. Self-love.
Yeah. Well, self-love and self-come.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, but the side one, that's something that's like we do. I feel like a night after drinking, we're more frequently having sex in the morning.
Okay.
He's always in the mood a night after drinking. So he always comes over. He's like, I need it. And that's when we do kind of the side. I'm just like kind of scooting my booty back, yeah, you know?
Like, and it's like, right. Here you go. And like he does a lot of the work, but it feels so good. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That actually, we had a really good time when we were out of town and mm-hmm. it was my birthday. And it was my most recent birthday. And so I had turned 33.
God,
and
it looked great.
And it just, thanks, love. Wow. And it just, it had just turned like midnight. And I was like, baby, do you want to have sex with a 33-year-old? I was like, do you want to have sex with 33-year-old me? You know, like I was like, oh no, it was before. I think it was before midnight. I was like, this is your last time you're going to have sex with 32-year-old me. We have to get it in kind of thing. That's what it was. And that was a very, because we had to be quiet because we were staying at his family's place.
Oh my
and so
gosh.
We were having a slow side bed, quiet. Fuck.
Like ninja fuck.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was a good one.
That's awesome.
It was fun.
For me, you know what? Like, I haven't, like, call us crazy, but he and I, like, we haven't, like, we've been out where his family, like, was nearby, you know, where we had to do ninja sex, but not when my family was.
Mm.
And I think, like, if my family was nearby, oh my gosh, I would have to like strictly blow him because it would be really hard to not be loud at all or like to be like mouse quiet. Like it would just be like, you know, it's sucking dick kind of week, you know?
So I kind of like the challenge of being quiet.
It's a challenge. Yeah. Oh man.
So I remember one time a couple summers ago, we had the window open and our neighbor like shouted, like after both him and I were like climaxing pretty loudly, I realized she like shouted, like saying like, okay, come on now or something like that. I was like, oh my
that
God.
That is so funny. I feel like I was just watching a movie hearing this just right now.
It was fun.
We've had it before where like neighbors are like banging on the wall, you know?
Gosh.
Or, when we lived in our old place, what we had one time, because we live like with his friends, you know, one of them, like whenever, like when I was just about to come, you know, like, I'm like, I'm feeling his, like, I always know when I'm about to come and mm-hmm. I always know when he's about to come because his dick gets like so hard inside of me and it kind of hurts more. It always hurts because it's so big, but like it hurts more. And I'm like, this motherfucker is about to explode. But so am I.
Yeah, so what's so good.
So one time what happens, one of his friends was like imitating my orgasms.
oh gosh, imitating it through the wall or whatever.
Yes. And I was like, that doesn't sound too bad. I'm turned on even more.
Oh my God, amazing. I love it. I love it. Okay, we should get to the next question. Let's see what we have next. Thank you. This is an interesting one. Why is it impossible to find a hot woman who loves to watch a guy jerk off?
Oh my gosh, I didn't know it was impossible.
Yeah, it's not impossible. I think someone just hasn't found the right woman.
Because I love watching.
Yeah, have you done that? Like mutual masturbation or even just like, yeah, same.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Especially when they're like looking right at you and you just want to be like that dirty whore where you're like, like just like, you know, like don't even pick a nipple. Just do everything. Come everywhere, you know?
Totally.
Come your fucking initials on me, bro, you know? be like Picasso, you know? With coming Picasso. I'm such a fucking nerd. But I love watching him jack off. And I love it when he watches me jack off because then I feel like... like, it's exciting. I'm putting on a show for him, you know? For him, I just love seeing how big it gets.
Watching it grow. I think it's like
a fucking horse's cock, man. You're like, oh, that's going to be inside of me? Oh, my God. It is. It is.
Oh, my God. I love it. I
welcome it.
I love it.
Yeah. What do you think?
I think, yeah, maybe to this person, I would check out more like kinky dating apps or things that maybe there's more kinky people on. Like maybe he's looking at in the wrong places.
Yeah.
FetLife, Field, like places where there's more sex positive people. Because in my experience, like, yeah, that's like a normal thing that you do in relationships is you explore that.
That's what I was thinking, but even, maybe we're...
I know we're sexually empowered women. Yeah. That's one of the things I love about you. You talk like, about it all.
Right now.
But we were actually watching a movie or a show last night where these two women were like sitting across from each other, like masturbating in front of each other. And I was like, oh, man, this is hot.
That's so hot right like, now.
Yum.
I'm hot right now.
So it's a thing. Mutual masturbation is a thing. Yeah, I love it. If you're in a relationship, I think, like, if you haven't explored that too, explore it. Give it a try. Because like you said, putting on a show, it can be really fun. It can be really, like, you could even learn some stuff from watching your partner do some things.
Yes.
Like, see what they like. Yeah. Or if you're... you know, traveling and you're not with them, like have a little FaceTime and be like, yeah, here I am.
And that's fun.
Or start with just a phone call and allow them to listen to you. Sometimes that's fun. I remember doing that. Like you just come on the phone and they can like, you come together on the phone, but it's not like a FaceTime, you know?
Yeah, that's fun too, actually. You know what? Something that's also really fun is like when I've had him watch me use my vibrator. You know, until I come. So like, of course, my fingers, you know, and my vibrator or other toys. That's also really fun. And, you know, like I involve him like, okay, like, you know, what do you want it to do to me? You know?
Yeah.
Where do you want it to go? You're in charge of it. You know?
That's fun. Yeah.
And so like whenever it's my birthday, I'm like, y'all know what to get me. Just give me a fucking new toy, man, you know? Like every year, let's do it. Like a fucking Christmas tree with ornaments of dildos and vibrators.
That's what I want one year.
That'll be so
a dildo Christmas tree.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Amazing. I'm so glad you when I saw that question, I was like, I am sure Emily has done this.
I have, but that's good to know to not assume, you know? That's
true.
To know.
And also communicate and tell people what you want. Like that's just open up.
And you know what's something too? Is that I feel like we have a lot of confidence, you know? So like we like to be the center of that attention. We like our bodies. We even come just looking at ourselves, right? I feel like there might be a good amount of beautiful individuals that may not know that they're so beautiful. They may not feel like they would be pretty to look at, you know, when they masturbate.
Yeah, it'd be insecure probably.
Exactly. Yeah. So maybe like it'll be important for their partner to help them to feel really sexy, to just get that boost of confidence, mm-hmm. you know, have the lights on, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can see them come. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. First step, maybe.
First step.
Lights on.
Exactly.
Oh my God. I love it. Great advice. Yay. Okay, this one is a deep one. If uh-huh. you were given 6 months to live, mm-hmm. what would be at the top of your list?
Okay, that's a great question. So one of my best friends just told me about this show. I haven't watched it yet. I just saw the trailer. I don't know if you've watched it.
Is it The Dying for Sex?
Yes! Eyes and those bubbly eyes, like, I know what she's talking about.
I'm like, wait, I know what you mean.
So have you seen it?
I loved it.
Okay. I only saw the trailer and I'm already in love with it.
Oh, it's great.
I feel like it kind of touches with that question maybe a little mm-hmm. bit. I haven't seen it, but like, you know, like she like is a hospice patient, right?
She's diagnosed with, you know, at stage 4. She's like uh-huh. definitely going to die.
Yeah.
And she starts exploring her sexuality. She's only ever been with one man. She's never had an orgasm. So she starts going down this exploration journey, starts being a dominatrix, starts doing all this. Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah.
So is that what you would do if you were?
If I had less, no, but that's an amazing show. It just reminded me, you know, when you asked me that question, I would include my partner. And so you remember how earlier I said, oh, he likes to like come and mainly fuck like at nighttime. Mm-hmm. He's going to fuck me like when the sun's up during the afternoon and when the sun's coming down, and we're going to go to Vegas. We're just going to do whatever we want. If I want to fuck in the bathroom at the Cosmopolitan, I'm going to fuck there.
Nice.
If, you know, I want him to finger me in the middle of a Cirque du Soleil show, we're going to do it. I'm going to make sure that I come as many times as I want every day. I'm going to end up being a cumaholic.
Oh my God. So that's what you want.
In Vegas with him, baby.
Sexual power before you die.
Yes.
Sexual orgasms. Countless sexual orgasms.
Exactly. And since we're on that note, I wonder, I don't know the answer, mm-hmm. but for those patients, hospice patients, comfort care patients that have been told or diagnosed they have less than 6 months to live, I wonder, this is like a food for thought, y'all. I wonder how often those patients are being asked by from their healthcare providers about intimacy and their sexual health, like about their needs, because that is part of health. So I wonder, I don't know if anyone can like look that up. That'd be great.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, I've had a few friends that mm-hmm. have had breast cancer and stuff. And I remember mm-hmm. hearing like it going through chemo really dries you up.
It does.
And she always said that her pussy was so dry and it was so hard to have intimacy and even all the lube. And so like for months, for probably even over a year, she was just like struggling to connect with that part of herself.
That's tough.
So I think it is interesting to think, because I also think a lot of people in going through that, you know, it's like there's not a lot of education or knowledge, or they keep healthcare so separate to like pleasure and intimacy. And I know it's getting better. It's a part of health. I do think it's getting better.
But I
would encourage, you know, people to ask, you know, more, what can you do? Or
yeah, to break that bridge of discomfort, being like, okay, yeah, like, let's talk about sex.
And that's what that show does really well.
Really?
And she,
have to watch it.
She has kind of like, I guess, a therapist they give her, but it's like, I don't know. Everyone on her team at the doctor's office mm-hmm. is like, just like rallying for her and for her sex life.
To like fuck?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's just really well done. I really liked it. I mean, I still think like that shouldn't be a reason for you to like start exploring and like go down this journey. But it was beautiful having, since her power, kind of her body, she's losing that power to kind of gain that power. Mm-hmm. It was a beautiful story. You should watch it.
I need to watch it. And it's kind of like when you think about it, it's like, the, you know, this character or like this person in real life, like when they get in touch with that part during that time, it's almost like they're living well again. You know, it's like, I got so much life in me now. Yeah. Like, I'm going to come.
I'm sure it's healing too. It's like healing, but also powerful, you know?
Powerful.
Like, you're like, yes, fuck yeah. I'm a sexual goddess. Yes. I am here to live.
Yes. And I always feel better after I come. Like, always. I'm like, whatever, like, hardship I had that day, I'm like, fuck it.
Dude, same. It's a stress release for me often.
Yeah.
Like, when I am feeling anxious or stressed or overwhelmed, it's like, okay, let me just, like, let go and I'll feel so much better after,
yes.
You know?
Oh, letting go.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, so sweet.
Oh, I'm going to come later.
We'll get to that question later. What's your last sweet release? But first, okay, we have a few more. We have a few more.
Okay.
This is just a fun one. What is your favorite color toenail polish and your thoughts on toe rings? This must be from someone who likes feet. Look at us in our cute pink socks, though.
I know. Is it like such a cliche to say that my favorite color toenail is pink?
No, you are wearing pink too. It makes sense.
I'm wearing pink right now. I like pink.
I feel like mine is orange or purple.
Oh, you look good in orange.
Yeah, I feel like.
Yeah, you're like the beach.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like the sunset.
The sunset. Yeah, orange and purple. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are my go-tos. But my nails are always like in the blue cool family.
Okay.
Unless I sometimes spice it up with a pink or something. But
yeah.
I do love blue or turquoise on my nails.
You're like Crayola, but hot.
I do always do different colors on my toes and my feet. They're like, you don't want to do the same.
You don't want to.
Now they know me. I'm like always putting two different colors on them.
I love that. It's fun.
What about toe rings?
Gosh, I've never worn one. Am I like...
I haven't worn one since like high school.
Yeah, I've never... Yeah.
It's been probably 20 years.
I need to wear one. I need to pop my toe ring cherry.
I had a foot fetish guy on the pod and he said that anklets are a telltale sign that you have a nice looking pussy. And I was like, oh, okay.
Really?
But toe rings less. Like, it's more about an anklet. Like, you're down and you're like, you got a good one.
Well, I better fucking get an anklet.
Yeah, girl,
get one.
My pussy
is like fucking 18 years old still. I mean, it's like a Barbie pussy.
Oh, my God.
Hey, pun intended.
Love it. Mine is too. I think it's very beautiful.
Yes.
Actually,
we're so confident in our pussy. Our pussies have a lot of confidence.
They do. It helps. Helps me feel good on the daily. Bush or no bush? On others. Or we can answer for yourself too.
So for me, no bush. Even though, like, I can picture, you know, like 1970s porn being hot when, like, that bush was, like, out there. For me, no bush, clean. But for my partner,
You like that hair?
I like that tickle on my face.
Oh, girl.
When the cock is near.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. Have you ever had a girl bush before?
Oh, my gosh. Have I? I've slept with women. A bush.
Because that's like a little, well.
No, I haven't.
For me, I don't like a tickle. I don't like facial hair. I don't like anything that tickles my face. But I don't like men to be fully shaved. I think it looks weird.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Like,
for me, no.
Yeah, like I remember having sex with Plenty that did do the full scape or even the manscape chest, and I was always like, it just feels weird to me.
I agree.
But I like it to be like trimmed. I don't want it to be like, but a little bit hair. But
like,
I have had
Dirk Diggler style.
No, thank you. No,
I love that movie.
But one time it was one of my first group party scenarios.
Yeah.
This girl had a huge bush, like not like trimmed and nice or not a strip, like
it was just
full on. And I didn't like it.
Like when she showered, there was a whole separate, you know, shower head.
I don't know, but I didn't like it. I tried to get in there and I was like, no, I can't.
No,
I can't. I couldn't get in there. I don't know. But I know a lot of people love them.
Really?
Yeah. Like the bush.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I mean, it's just kinky. Yeah, kinky people. Some people love hair. Some people don't.
They
just like you.
Open those curtains, huh?
For me, I like women to be clean. I like it to be like, even if you have like some hair on top or whatever, that's cool. But for me, I just prefer to like see it. I think I'm like a lights on kind of girl, you know? Like, it's like, I don't want to have to dig deep for it. I'm like, I just want to see this pretty pussy.
Like, super easy. I mean, I have to go back. I've never slept with a woman with a bush.
Yeah. It's different. It's different.
Yeah.
It's different than a guy bush.
Is it? Wait.
Well, because dicks are protruding, you know?
Oh, so you can see it. You don't have to, like, with a woman with a bush, you're like, okay.
I can't see it.
I'm like,
I'm going in blind.
Give me a moment to find this clit. You know, like, I'm in like clit island right now. And those palm trees haven't been trimmed.
I love it. Do you shave? Yeah. Have you ever not shaved like your armpits or your legs or anything?
Only if I'm super busy.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah. And I'll be honest with you. So I've lasered my pussy. I've lasered my asshole. Fantastic. I got to laser the rest because I'm just like a lazy ass bitch sometimes. Like, like when it comes to that, I get lazy. I'm like, you know, thank goodness my partner's not like crazy. He doesn't have the ick with it, you know? But I do think it's prettier when like everything is clean shaven. It just takes time. Like, does anyone else feel like tired? You know, they're like, you know, they just get back from work, you know, or they've been studying or something like that. And they're thinking, okay, would I rather, you know, do nothing? Or would I rather like, you know, take like a half hour to shave everything? You know, it just depends. It depends.
Yeah. I feel like you have to find that sweet spot where like, yeah, you don't have to do it all the time. And you should never judge your partner for letting it go for a few weeks or, you know, whatever it
is. Or anything.
Yeah, you got to accept that.
Yeah.
It's a part of life.
And we're all so busy. And, you know, like, it's so funny. Like, the opposite is with mine. Like, he's like, babe, like, can I please trim? Like, please. It's like gone wild. Like, wild.
Oh, my God. Forest. So you just say no.
And I'm like, don't you dare.
Don't touch it.
Don't you fucking dare.
Oh, my God. Amazing.
Trim it or shave it.
I love it.
Beat your ass. Don't do it. Don't do it.
That's awesome.
No, but I don't beat him. But I get this joke.
Yeah, we know.
Unless we're in bed, I sometimes like to get
slap him a little,
dominant a little
slap
bit,
him around.
A little bit,
as you should. Oh my gosh! Yay! Okay, we have two more
already. This is so fun.
I know, we're having so much fun. Thanks
so
for
much
being
fun.
Here.
Oh, of course.
Okay, so hey, Barbie, there's a new trend taking off in youth sports called belt to ass. I don't even know if this is true.
Okay,
in which players from the winning team take a belt and spank players from the losing team. It's pretty wild, but do you think there's also some sexual connotations to this?
Like football? Like any sport?
Yeah, I don't know. I meant to look up this and see if I could find some some stats, but I never did. But basically, it sounds like it must just be kind of this hazing tradition where they spank the losing team from some sport. Which hazing is so prevalent in the States more than any country I know.
Yeah. That's no bueno.
I know.
Hazing is no bueno. I mean, is everybody okay with this? With this belt to
ass? So that was going to be my comment is anytime that your kids or even you like went through something like this, like you have to really think and like let it resonate and be like, did I give consent to that? Was that something that felt good in my body? Like even years later, you know, like process it, think about it, talk about it to the people that did that to you or try to like understand like, okay, maybe that didn't feel as good as I thought it did. Or was I on the other side hazing or bullying or, you know, putting my finger in my friend's ass without like, I feel like
that's not what
people just do this stuff when they're fucked up or when they're kids and they're like elders or their peers are doing it. And
or in that environment, you know, where like to everyone, it's okay.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So therefore it's okay when really it may not be okay. I just have these questions. Like, is everyone consenting? Mm-hmm. Does it look like they're enjoying it? Mm-hmm. Are there erections going on?
Yeah.
Is there just a line of erections?
Do they like being spanked?
Do they like being spanked? And does the spanker like spanking?
Yeah.
I don't know if I have to see it, but I wonder, you know?
A lot of follow-up questions.
There's a lot of follow-up questions. I haven't heard of it. And to me, it sounds sexual.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or like kind of like having that power,
like,
you know?
Sadistic energy.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And the other person is like less than, which mm-hmm. can be fine, mm-hmm. you know?
It just depends. It's fine when there's like a power dynamic set up ahead of time and boundaries mm-hmm. and, you know, all of that. But mm-hmm. it's, I think like when you're talking about like sports, that's usually like, you know, young adolescent kids or young adults. And yeah. so.
Who are very strong with a lot of energy. Like, how long are they doing this for?
I can't imagine belting.
Is this for hours?
Yeah. That's like, a bit weird.
They're like the button that keeps going at that age, you know?
But yeah, I'm sure the person that started this trend wants to either be spanked or do the spanking, and it's just like,
yeah,
become this tradition, maybe is yeah. how I'm trying to figure out why it's happening. But and there's definitely spanking. Sexual energy yeah. to it. Mm-hmm. I think spanking, I mean, I know it's a pain element, and like some people mm-hmm. do it to their kids, but I do think, like, right. yeah, it's like a there is a power exchange there, and yeah. so.
Which can be fun.
Which can be
and it
sexual.
Also can, yeah, for sure sexual.
As you can see, I like my floggers. I like
it's
to be
beautiful.
Spanked.
I'm trying not to get too horny, turned on and intimidated.
I know. For those of you not watching, we're sitting on my bed today. We're like full yes. in our intimate little.
So many cubs and orgasms have been exactly where I'm sitting.
That's true.
So happy to be. Mixed in it.
It's true.
Okay, I know. I'm such a dork.
I love it. Yeah, but good question. Thanks for asking. It's yes. fun to, you know, answer some.
I mean,
these.
I thought about it, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, interesting.
Yeah, it got me stimulated.
It
would
okay.
be great for a porno. If someone made a porno of that, that'd be great.
Oh my God, that's true. That's true. That would be fun. Well, men in uniform.
How are my nipples? Are they not slipping out yet?
No, you're good.
Oh, yeah, I'm surprised.
Oh, looking good. Surprised. Looking good. Okay, I think missionary is the best position. This is someone asking, mm-hmm. what's your favorite? They like missionary the best.
Yeah. Okay. My partner, his is missionary. He loves missionary. Loves it. He finds it like very loving and authentic. And
eye gazing.
Exactly. Yeah. He looks at me. He can see like when I, you know, I'm starting to come, orgasm, like how my jaw may get tight or how it may drop.
Mm.
You know, he looks at my eyes, seeing like where they're going. Like, are they looking at his eyes or are they just like naturally wandering somewhere else? You know, like, cause sometimes like when I come, my eyes like roll back.
Oh yeah.
Like I'm in a whole other world, you know? So for him, I think he feels like very connected with missionary. For me, missionary is fantastic. I love it too for the same reasons. What position is amazing for me? Oh my gosh. I'm going to sound like such a piece of shit. I love doggy.
That's not a piece of shit. I feel like girls love doggy. It's deep.
It's so deep. He's got such a big cock. So it's like that position. He could like really go in and like he could go in hard, you know, mm-hmm. like it is like limitless. It is yes. a limitless space.
Doggy's really
so
good.
I get really good orgasms from doggy. You too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's yeah. different. It's that's like cervical deep, like,
yeah.
you know, internal ones.
Yeah. And it can really slap well, uh-huh. you know, like my pussy lips.
And I like how it hits like your butt too. And your butt like jiggles.
Oh, I love seeing my ass jiggle.
Yeah.
Remember earlier, I'm like, when he pulls my ass in.
Oh, yeah. When you grab that thick meat and
yes!
you're like.
I'm like, baby boy, I'm going to eat so much food after this. I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God.
Thicken me up. Yeah. So for me, that position, what about mm-hmm. for you?
Lately, my two, I feel like it's always changing.
Okay.
I feel like there was a time where it was like side. I definitely do love Doggy. I don't know if it's always been my favorite. I never ever been like my favorite, but it's a great one.
Yeah.
I think like shower sex where like he's behind me is like the best shower sex
you
position.
Sound like my fiance. Oh my gosh. I'm gonna be thinking of you the next time he fucks me in the shower now.
Yay!
He loves shower sex. Loves it. Okay, tell me more. Educate me a little bit on this because he's obsessed with the shower sex and any position.
Well,
What's up with the water?
Well, yeah. I think what's fun about it for us is we have such busy lives that, like, sometimes it's nice to just get a quickie, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're already all cleaned up, like, before and after. Yeah. You're already in the space. Yeah.
But I was actually going to say, like, lately my favorite positions are actually missionary, where he's on top, but I also have a vibrator on my clit. Or him in my mouth. No, my Hitachi wand, my big one. The big one.
You go, girl.
But yeah, I guess I've been like having a lot of really good vibrator time lately. So also I like when his cock is in my mouth and vibrator and or dildo fingers.
Ooh.
Explicit. So I like when he's in my mouth and like I'm coming at the same time. That feels good.
Oh my gosh, it's like the Burning Man experience all in your body at the same time.
But it's hard to pinpoint one position. They're all so good. You know what I mean? It's like,
it is hard and it depends like what you're in the mood for.
Yeah. Like, do I want deep guttural like doggy or do I want passionate where I can like be biting your shoulder, licking you? Oh, you know what I mean? Like, know what I mean? Like, it's just. Sometimes you want something different.
That's true. Sometimes all I want is to sit on his fucking face.
Oh my God, I love that.
Like, not suffocate him because I need him back, but like just to sit on it.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. Oh man. Just thinking about it.
It's about to become a clock. Actually, that leads me because that was our last one, but I want to know that last time you had that sweet release.
Yes. A few days ago.
Okay.
And today has to happen because I'm so pent up. Like, I'm imploding right now, especially with this experience. And you're like so beautiful and so sexy.
Oh my God, you're sweet.
Oh my God. Talking about sex? Like, how can I not be horny?
I do feel like it's not only like empowering for me and feels good and vulnerable and educating. Like there's so many good things that make me feel like I'm in my, like I'm doing what I should be doing. Right.
Oh, absolutely.
But there's also so many great conversations where, I come out of it feeling like so alive and so like, okay, what do I want to do next? You know, like when's my next orgasm kind of thing.
It's
so
like
I'm glad you feel the same.
My orgasms.
But what was it a few days ago? Tell us about it. If you don't mind or share.
Of course not.
all details.
It was the shower.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Which I do like. I do like. He's obsessed with it though. And I love it when he feels really good. Now, if I really wanted to not do it in the shower, we would just not do it in the shower. Mm-hmm. It's not like it's either the shower or not. But a few days ago, we did in the shower and he flipped me over doggy style. And this time he made sure to really like, kind of like really bend my back down. And I like it when he does that, when he gets his big old hands, fucking monster hands. And he just presses down on my back really hard and then like spreads my ass cheeks, you know?
It's a good visual.
Opens my ass up, you know, and just goes in like, and like full force and kind of, you know, like tears me up a little bit, but I kind of like it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I like me just, ugh. I'm so horny right now. What am I going to do?
Go home, jump your man.
Yes. But what about you? Did you, when was yours exactly?
My last sweet release. Mm-hmm. Actually, I had a little vibrator time last night. I couldn't fall asleep. I was just like awake. I was like, maybe this will help. So right where you're sitting.
Oh my God. I'm like laying in your puddle.
You can feel some of my energy there.
Did it work?
Oh yeah, I had a couple. Well, no, I still didn't fall asleep. I don't know. Aww. My mind is just racing because we're moving, and I just have been so busy. Much on the mind. And so, but yeah, that used to be my time when I was growing up. Like my first time in high school, I masturbated before bed and like stayed up the entire night touching myself because I couldn't stop. I was like, "What is this feeling?
It feels just
I don't know what to do." So for the longest time, that was my time. Was like before bed.
Yeah.
So sometimes that can help me relax, but last night I was just like, ugh.
Did you feel better after?
Oh yeah, I always do. I always do.
You always do.
Yeah.
I know. It's always a good time. Well, I hope tonight.
Yes.
You sleep well.
I'm sure.
And you come real good.
I'm sure I will.
I wish that for everyone.
I know my sweet
world peace and good coming.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you if you had any more final thoughts. World peace and good coming is a good one, but anything else you want to share to my sweets?
I think that was it. You know?
I love it.
Yeah. Short and simple.
Keep coming. Keep coming
away.
Well, thanks so much for being here. I love you so much. I know we've just gotten a lot closer recently, so I'm sad that I'm moving, but
I know, but we'll come visit you.
And I'll be back a lot. But I want to tell you how much I just am, you know, it's really nice to meet someone that has that same, like, just like energy about sex that I do.
Yeah.
And I know you're like louder than me and like a little like
I have a projecting. In my hand and I never once raised it up to my mouth.
I don't think you need to.
Because I was like, I don't need to.
I feel just so like comfortable around you. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and so, and a lot of women and people in my life, sometimes that's not the case. And so when I met you, I was like, we're going to be friends for life. Like this girl, she knows it.
Lights on all the time. I love you so much.
So thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate you.
Thank you for having me a part of your world.
Of course. And real quick to my sweets, continue being sweet to yourself and don't forget to welcome all those sweet, juicy releases and be gentle to yourself always. All right. Thanks again. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Bye. Mwah. Thanks, girl.
I love you.